Friend, please help Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry by supporting the cost to produce Spirit-Filled Radio and Podcast for this current fiscal year. You can become a partner with Spirit-Filled Hearts by donating monthly. Your contributions make a difference in the lives of all those who listen to our radio shows and podcasts. Thank you for your support. Go to spiritfilledhearts.org and click on the donate button. That's spiritfilledhearts.org.
Welcome to Recovering God's Miracles on Spirit-Filled Radio. On this show, we talk about breaking the chains of addictive behaviors and receiving the healing power of Jesus in restoring you to an abundant life. Get ready for some inspiring testimonies of those who have found themselves in some very dark places, but then to a point of recovery through Christ.
Welcome to Recovering God's Miracles with your host, Andrew O'Keefe. I'm an addict, and because I passed the test that Jeff Foxworthy asked once, he says if one's too many and a thousand ain't enough, you just might be an addict. So I have to admit that I am, but I'm also, by the grace of God, a man of God and a man of prayer. So dealing with the honesty of me and my addiction, I have to say this prayer every day, and normally people have heard it, so it's no surprise, but sometimes I have to say it more than once a day. So I'm going to say it, Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. I can't change the past. I can't change the truth. I can't change anybody else. The courage to change the things I can. I can only change my thoughts, my feelings, my actions, and the wisdom to know the difference. So today, every time I've asked for that prayer, God has answered that for me. The purpose of Recovering God's Miracles is to let people know there is hope. Help is on the way. Hold fast. Help is on the way. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. We want you to know that there are, in many cases, are the miracles of complete healing. I've seen hundreds of them. And I like chasing miracles around. And I like trusting God. And when I see a miracle, there's nowhere more I see a miracle than in recovery. Many people do not make it into recovery. However, many people do through the intercession of God. Another prayer I say often, another scripture reading is, the Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts and I'm helped. My heart exalts with my song. I give thanks to him. Psalm 28:7. So always start with a prayer, always start with a super guest. And today we have a great guest again, Jim Governale, who is the backbone of Spirit-Filled Radio and radio program director for the Diocese of Orange. So he's a guy working triple overtime, but his bank account in heaven looks pretty good. And I was wondering if I could get a little bit of an advance on mine, Jim. So if you have any extra, please don't hesitate to send them my way. So Jim's what we call a normie. I don't know if Jim's ever heard that before. I probably so, because he has engineered all of our 15 interviews up till today. So Jim can't talk to us a lot about recovery through addiction, but he has heard many stories. He has worked all these stories and has been inspired. When I asked him to join us as a guest, he asked if he could share some of that inspiration and some of the things he's learned about addiction. So I'm going to turn it over to Jim. And if you would chat with us a little bit about what you've seen in your radio career, what you've experienced in the inspirations you've learned in recovery. And thanks, Jim. Looking forward to your comments. So I'm going to give you the floor. I'm going to pass the baton, my friend. Take it away.
Well, Andrew, it is an honor to be on with you for the show, Recovering God's Miracles. I am intimately familiar with your program because, as you said, I have been the one to take the files of the programs and the Zoom calls and the studio sessions. I guess you could say the raw materials of your show. And I've been able to take those shows and kind of work with them, edit them down, and, you know, add in the music and this and that. to make it prime time and ready to roll on Spirit-Filled Radio and for the podcast that we have. Yeah, so
thank you.
Yeah. It's been a joy, Andrew, to listen to you, you know, share your heart, to listen to these amazing guests that you've been able to bring in. And when you mentioned normie, I think one of the first times I heard that expression was when you were speaking to Ralph and Una Linsmeyer not too long ago.
Right. Yeah.
And I thought, normie, I guess I kind of fall into that category, because quite honestly, I can't say I've had family members or really close associates deal with deep addiction and recovery issues. But every time that I hear a story that you share, it certainly inspires me big time. Now, you were asking a little bit about my background. It's kind of interesting, you know, looking back, I work, you know, my main position is for the Diocese of Orange at Christ Cathedral, Garden Grove, California. And my title is a radio program manager. I have worked for many years in radio in Southern California. I've been very, very blessed. Probably my signature position in my career has been, I worked at a radio station, a Christian talk and teach station based out of Glendale, California, called KKLA. I was kind of like an on-air host, I guess you could say kind of like a DJ, but I wasn't DJing music. I was presenting programs to listeners, programs like Insight for Living with Chuck Swindoll, A New Beginning with Greg Laurie, Focus on the Family, Dr. James Dobson, you know, Alistair Begg, some of these powerhouse Christian speakers. And I would present their programs, which are typically 26 to 28 minutes long. And then when the shows would end, we would do traffic and weather and contests. And I would just kind of be the personality guy in between the shows. And I was blessed to be there all in all, outside of two different layoffs. I was blessed to be there for 23 years. But looking back on all my time there as an on-air host, and I would also produce commercials and, you know, stuff like that. So much of what I learned from that experience is what I've been able to bring to what I do now with the Diocese of Orange and with Spirit-Filled Radio. You know, I'm a cradle Catholic. I've been a Catholic since birth.
Right.
And for all those years, I worked in, you know, evangelical and Protestant radio, I guess you could say. But my heart's desire for many, many years was to put my skills to use in a Catholic environment. That was my heart's desire. And when I got the position with the diocese, just kind of part-time starting out, I just thought, wow, this is incredible. But for me, it was just another gig. Because I don't know about you, Andrew, but in my line of work, it's very difficult, especially in Southern California, to survive on one job. So
right.
I've needed to have, you know, different sources of income to kind of keep things rolling. My position with the Diocese of Orange was part-time, and ultimately it turned into a full-time position, which, you know, just thank you, Lord. It's been an incredible blessing. So fast forward to with my work with the diocese, I end up meeting a gentleman named Deacon Steve Greco. I was producing his program, and still am, called Empowered by the Spirit. And I was prepping his show to run on Relevant Radio. But Deacon Steve had this mustard seed of an idea to launch an online Catholic 24/7 radio channel, hence the birth of Spirit-Filled Radio. And one of our flagship programs was yours, Recovering God's Miracles, which is just, you know, it's a flagship program. It is such an important program for the network and what we're trying to do. So that's kind of my intro for you, Andrew.
Well, thank you, Jim. That's quite an intro spanning many years, but I'd like to take a look back, if I may. 40 years ago, Deacon Greco and I met. We were both fresh behind the ear of college grad district managers with a big pharmaceutical company. And we became really close friends. And one week around Christmas, I came out to Orange County and Deacon Greco took me down to the Wedge. And I love the water and I love to see the boats and all, but there's this part along the coast there that that waves come in really big. And we sat on the rocks and we talked about a lot of things where we were going, but mostly we talked about God. And Deacon Greco, 35 or 40 years ago, after we had become close friends, said, "Someday I'm going to have a ministry and someday we're going to have media like nobody has ever seen.
Wow.
We'll rival everything that's on TV." And of course, that was long before what we have now available, but he has maintained that dream for probably longer than I've been involved, but he laid that out to me. And over the years, we've always hearkened back to the wedge, and here is the wedge. And nowhere is the wedge more evident than in the St. Joseph Summit that just took place. And I still am listening to all the individual hosts who spoke. And maybe next time you and I will be on there with your interview, because it's so classic. We'll be up there with James Wahlberg. So, but there's so much vivid and so much wonderful stuff there through the ministry that he's dreamt about his whole life. So I also wanted to talk to you a little bit about, you asked me how I chose the song Hold Fast by Mercy Me.
Right, the theme song.
The theme song of the show. And I heard that song maybe a year and a half ago, going through a very difficult time with one of my sponsees who overdosed. And I was second person on the scene. And I had to talk to his family. And they just said, why did Tom do this? Why did my daddy? And it just killed me. I mean, it was so hard. We've all made tough calls. But within a day or so after that, I heard the song Hold Fast. And it says, the opening lines in it was what got me: to everyone who's hurting, to us who've had enough, to all the those understanding that should be all of us, please don't let go. I promise there is hope. Hold fast. Help is on the way. Hold fast. He will come to save the day. And that's probably the message that I want people to know every time I talk for Deacon Steve at healing conferences is, these addictions and diseases are tough, and the failure rate is astronomical. Mm-hmm. However, many miracles abound, so there is hope through prayer. I don't know anything better. I've cajoled, I've bribed, I've begged, I've mm-hmm. done everything possible to get people to stop drinking or stop using. Mm-hmm. And the only thing I had work, and you had Jay Dow on our show a few months ago. He was a drunk in the streets that I literally stepped over mornings. And one day he came inside by the grace of God, and he gives God all the credit. So that's how we put the song together. The other thing I'd like you to expand on a little bit is talk to us about some of the inspirations that you've gotten from the guests who had the strength and conviction to come on and share their experience, strength, and hope, and what they went through. What you've seen from their stories, how it was in their lives, and then they had some kind of a spiritual event, and what their lives are like today. So any sharing along there would be great, Chip. Go ahead.
Well, Andrew, I'll tell you, I think just a quick reflection on this song, Hold Fast, it really is remarkable, and I'm sure that you can would agree with this, how songs can really speak to us. And how the lyrics can just really kind of pull out exactly what we're feeling in our lives. The band Mercy Me, who recorded and wrote that song, that is a band that's really had an anointed gift on some of the most powerful songs. I'm sure many of the people listening to our show right now are familiar with their song, I Can Only Imagine.
Number one song.
Which is like an unbelievable vision of what, you know, the afterlife will be like, of what heaven will be like when we get to see our loved ones and we're reunited with friends and family. And, but getting back to the heart of your question, you know, I have such a blessing to be the producer and the editor of your show. Each and every one of the shows, Recovering God's Miracles, if you were to go through the podcast and roll through those, I have listened and re-listened to those shows, partly because, yes, they minister to me, but also because I have to get them prepped and ready to roll for the online station.
Right.
But the theme that just keeps coming back to me is, I feel like it's sacred ground when I'm listening to these guests who have gone through hell and back. And Andrew, I know that, you know, you certainly have gone through that in your life. And what keeps coming back to me is how precious your stories must be to the God that we serve, to know that people who have been in the worst way, people who have OD'd and come close to just losing it entirely, people who have been estranged from their family members, from their close friends who've let others down, loved ones, and whose hearts have been broken because of that. Because I've heard the stories, have yet still found redemption through their Lord and through the daily walk with him. And that daily prayer that you recite multiple times on your program. I'm listening to these interviews and I'm just thinking, wow, what is this guy or this gal? What are they going to share next? What powerful story are they going to share about how they were completely down and out, yet God scooped them up from the muck and the mud, and somehow, some way, God was able to bring them through. So while I can't give you a specific name or story right now, they all just kind of come together. I tell you about the memorial service I went to yesterday for my dear brother, Hank. And I think about the Gospel of Matthew. I think it's Matthew chapter 23, where the Lord says, well done, good and faithful servant. And that's what we all want to hear.
Right.
Again, I can only imagine that those who've gone through this incredible addiction, yet have somehow, some way hung on and recovered.
Right.
That steadfast faith in the Lord, one day we will hear that in unison. Well done, good and faithful servant. So right. I'm inspired. I don't know what else to say.
Well, thank you for sharing your inspiration, Jim, on Recovering God's Miracles on Spirit-Filled Radio. I'll turn back over to the song, which Christian radio has been a huge influence in my life. And our friend Jay Dowell, who was years in the gutters, actually lived in a gutter. I used to keep track of him as to he would change his address behind a different dump truck or a different dump stir every couple months, because I'd go by and grab him some grub and some water and stuff. And thanks, Big Andrew. I really appreciate it, man. And
amazing.
One day he walked inside and they burned his clothes and he started over. They put him in the shower for about a half an hour and gave him a haircut. And today, 9 years later, I was just with him when he celebrated his 9th birthday. And he probably has touched over 1,000 men and women in the program. The majority of the people in recovery are men. 80% of the in recovery are men, 20% women. But in Al-Anon, there are the other recovery group where people are affecting our lives through their addictions. It's 80% women, 20% men. So there's a little bit of a switch. But today we can talk about changing the world. The world surrounds us by changing us through the Serenity Prayer. And where do you see us going in the future? We talked about Jim Wahlberg and, of course, Scott Wieman. And where else do you think, as a normie, since you've already admitted under oath that you're a normie and you're glad, but you'll never get to experience what we do. However, you didn't have to go through that journey in hell to get where we are. We're at the same place, but you were smart enough to not go through hell. So where else do you see our program going? How else can we minister and how else can we help our folks out there?
Yeah, that's a great question, Andrew. I always get excited being around visionary people. And Deacon Steve Greco certainly falls into that category, as does Katie, as does Alexis, as does many of the team that we work with. And I've heard you, Andrew, mention a couple of times, and a few of our other hosts on Spirit-Filled Radio, that we have yet to flesh out. And that is so many of the wonderful, unique programming that we're producing for Spirit-Filled Radio is only airing on the internet on Spirit-Filled Radio.
Right.
And through our podcasts. But we're producing such great content that if there is a way that we could package it for other Catholic networks to also utilize. And I remember when I first heard that, I thought, wow, that would be amazing if we could do that. So I feel like I'm just kind of along for the ride. You know,
right.
I enjoy producing the content. I take the raw content. You know, we've got a studio where we record programs. I take those programs, I kind of clean them up, add the music, and get them ready to roll. So I see myself kind of as a worker bee as far as that is concerned.
Sure.
You know, I produce the programs. As far as the vision for where we can take them and how we can reach people, and who knows, we have no idea who's going to actually listen to this program or what ears it can reach and minister to. I leave that work to the visionaries and to the Holy Spirit involved in the process. So I don't really know, to be honest with you. where these programs can go and how we can reach. But I'm excited to know that if we're following the promptings of what the Lord would have for us to do, the Holy Spirit promptings, this very program, that He will find a good use and a purpose for it. So that's kind of where my heart sits.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, golly, I've heard all the programs at different times, and they're just powerful. And I know listenership is something that we're constantly working on, as well as sponsorship.
Right.
Because, you know, everything costs money. And I know Deacon Greco has made a major commitment to the 21-city tour, where he can evangelize and we can all. And something that I considered is I have three guys, that buddies, that are normies. And I was going to talk to Deacon Greco about getting them to sponsor my program. And then say something about them, but every little bit helps.
Exactly.
And I don't know how that works. I know Deacon Greco we're all beggars. I mean, right. You can't evangelize without begging and getting turned down a lot. So, but we're used to that. So that's an idea. And then another idea we had is maybe get two or three of us together at one time and interact just as a group through Zoom, which is pretty easy to do. And share about the different topics that the other guys are, like Gilbert has his program about Catholic men and
men of faith,
and Ralph and
Finding Your Way,
Mark, and Katie, of course, and Kathleen have a wonderful programs, and
Thy Kingdom Come, praying for priests and families, great programs.
So we could have an all-star lineup of the Hours of Powers, right?
Exactly.
I mean, you're right there. You're right there at the Hours of Powers, right?
So right.
That's big time when Recovering God's Miracles can go to the Crystal Cathedral.
Exactly. You bring up a very good point, Andrew. I mean, the very place where I'm sitting right now, I'm sitting in a place called the Tower of Hope, which is a building that was built in 1968 by the vision of the Reverend Robert Schuller, who for so many years hosted the Hour of Power. Right across the campus from where I'm sitting is the former Crystal Cathedral, which is now Christ Cathedral. But he was able to really rally his troops through a variety of means. But I think the bottom line is, and I'm sure you would agree with this, Andrew, whoever's hearing our voice right now, if we could just count on your prayers for this ministry of Spirit-Filled Radio, count on your prayers to help us not only grow the network, but just really have a firm financial footing from where we are so we can increase listeners. You know, Deacon Steve's always laughing about it. He's saying, we are one of the best kept secrets out there. We've got great programming, but just not a lot of ears listening to us because they don't know we're there.
Right. Yeah, I know it's, I'm not sure what the numbers are, but I'm sure we'll talk about it. And we got nowhere to go but up, buddy. We got a lot of people, as you know, across the border. The statistics on fentanyl are just totally out of control. The number one cause of death in teenage children now is drug overdose, fentanyl. Oh. Fentanyl, and it's coming across in covered wagons. And
amazing.
The best way I feel I can fight back is through prayer and being available and hold fast and helping other people hold fast, because help is on the way. He will come and he will help. And I did a talk with Deacon Steve in Las Vegas right before we were locked down. And I did 20 minutes on recovery, and the faces of those poor people, most of them in their 50s and 60s, and there were probably 100 people there. And when I asked Talos if you have loved ones that are in addiction, that are virtually every person in the house put up their hand, and they were so broken and so scared. So we gave them 20 minutes and we prayed, and I just said, I want you to know that there is hope. Help is on the way. And when people come into recovery, I ran across this reading called The Promises. And I'll read it for you here. And there's these promises that actually happen to people when they get into recovery. And initially, I remember the first time I read them, I said, you got to be crazy. Not all this could happen. And it didn't. There are 12 parts, But for me, there's about 36 promises that have all come to fruition. But we're going to know a new freedom and a new happiness, which just sounded impossible to me. I couldn't be more miserable than I was, but I couldn't be happier than I am. I won't regret the past, nor wish to shut the door on it. I mean, the past is the past. It happened. There's nothing I can do but think about it for a short period of time and move on, because happiness is not wishing I had a better past. It's knowing I'm going to have a better future and present. We'll comprehend the word serenity. When I was using, I was all over the place. I couldn't sit down at all. And now today, it's like I can meditate, I can pray, I can control that crazy urge to be on the move all the time, because I know peace, and I never had any peace before I came in. No matter how far down the scale I've gone, I can see that my experiences can benefit others. And therefore, you're a big assistance to this. We're sharing this on our radio so people will know that others can benefit. We can listen and grow from others. The feeling of uselessness and self-pity disappears, because it's just appreciation and gratitude now. That's been the trade. We lose interest in selfish things, but because we become more concerned with our fellow men and women and family members. It's not about us. It's about them. So the self-seeking that we had just kind of disappears. It kind of slips off. A whole attitude and outlook on life will change. Nowhere have I seen that more in the last few years that I see people in recovery. Fear of economic insecurity disappears. Economic insecurity doesn't disappear, but fear of it does.
Big difference.
Yeah. We'll ultimately know how to handle situations used to baffle us. And the big one is, God does for me what I can't do for myself. But he won't do for me what I can do for myself. And so I've experienced that. I've learned that. I've been grateful. And, you know, God has shared that with me. And I'm really fortunate for that. And I'm looking forward to cranking back up with you and doing additional workshops, additional interviews. And again, Jim, I appreciate so much your help and the professionalism you lend to all of us, but especially to my little program, Recovering God's Miracles, because we've got a whole bunch more of them to get. And I just wanted to ask you a couple of ideas you'd like to summarize and give our audience here on Recovering God's Miracles on Spirit-Filled Radio. If you'd like to share a couple of take-homes we could bring forward for our listening audience, please.
You know, the only thoughts that really come to me right now, Andrew, is I just want to affirm you that you are making a difference. You are really making a difference. And I also want to affirm, just like the theme song of this show affirms, that we can't give up hope. We just cannot give up hope.
Right.
And I would encourage folks listening right now, if this program is ministering to you, you got to listen to the other episodes of Recovering God's Miracles. And you can find those through the podcast at spiritfilledradio.org. My encouragement to you would be to take these podcasts and share them with someone who you know could really benefit, because these programs, these testimonies from people who've just been through the absolute ringer in ways that you can't imagine, there's no question in my mind that their testimonies will minister to others. So that would be my takeaway. Go back, find these other podcasts and share them. Share away.
Thank you. That's a great point, Jim. And also, I haven't done this before. It just occurred to me. There you go. When you're doing God's work, he just sends it over and over. Is if this is appropriate within the ministry, I would be glad to share my number and in Arizona and call me. And if I could direct you anywhere or listen to your story, because, you know, a lot about evangelization and ministry is listening. Preach the gospel of the Lord, and when you need to, use words. But the rest of the time, use your ears. So I'm glad to do that, and I'll post my number. And if
feel free,
if Mike and the powers that be approve, I'd be on call for folks, and I'll do whatever I can to help them get back. So, Jim, again, my friend, thank you so much. I'll be eager to come out and meet Scott and you, and we'll have a luncheon and a great prayer session, and maybe we'll meet a couple of guys on the street that just might want to hear about Jesus through recovery of his miracles. I mean, what a deal, huh?
Let's make it happen.
I mean, I've been to beautiful places. I've been to Maui and Jerusalem and Dublin, but I'll tell you, one of my favorites is San Diego, and I'll just bet there might be a couple of guys that are looking for us, and looking for Jesus, and we might be able to show them. Again, Jim, I appreciate it. And if you'd like to close with a short prayer, that would be lovely. And anything you'd like to share with the audience that an experience and how we call God to be here with us, please, I'd be honored if you would.
Lord, we thank you for this time today. Lord, I thank you for my brother Andrew, for these incredible stories of these brothers and sisters in Christ who have shared their hearts. And through your healing hand, you've been able to bring them back to recovery so that they can share and they can help others. So, Lord, we ask for your continued blessing over Spirit-Filled Radio and the ministries that we share. May the ears that need to hear this program be out there and be receptive. And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jim. Thank you for being a guest on Recovering God's Miracles here on SpiritFilledRadio.org. And God bless you, my brother. We will be talking soon. And thank you again for all you've meant to the Spiritual Ministry and for our wonderful days ahead.
It's been my honor. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Recovering God's Miracles on Spirit-Filled Radio. For more resources, come find us at SpiritFilledMedia.org. That's SpiritFilledMedia.org.
If you're enjoying these podcasts, please consider supporting Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry with a one-time or monthly gift. Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are only funded by generous donors who believe in our mission to evangelize.